Positive thinking is not enough. Positive thinking is a world better than negative thinking, and positive programs do run exceptionally well in my mind. Thinking positive is great when I can do it, but I can't always do it. It doesn't matter how positive I am, how many positive affirmations I have made, or how much positive programming I have done. When I trigger a negative neuroassociation, my mind instantly moves in a negative direction. All of my positive thinking is wiped out. Negative neuroassociations are weapons of mass destruction that instantly destroy a positive mind. Positive neuroassociations are just the opposite. They are a form of instant positive thinking. When I trigger one of them, I immediately create a positive state of mind. Most people are experts at creating and triggering negative neuroassociations. Only a few people bother to create and trigger positive ones. I keep a close watch on my itchy trigger finger. I avoid negative neuroassociations like the plague, and I create and trigger positive ones many times each day. You have dozens of neuroassociations at work in your life. When you look at a picture of your workplace, you instantly feel positive or negative. A picture of your boss makes you immediately feel good or bad. A picture of a beach may send a chill of fear up your spine because you once nearly drowned in the ocean. All of those feelings, good and bad, were triggered by an image on paper. Hundreds of triggers are embedded in your life, and those triggers are hardwired to your mind. Pulling a negative trigger instantly makes you feel uncomfortable as negative emotions well up in your mind. Smart people install positive neuroassociations and embed positive triggers in their life. They pull the positive triggers many times each day to instantly create a positive mind. Triggers can be anything you want. Crossing your arms a particular way, touching your ear, putting your hand in your pocket, taking off your glasses, putting on your glasses, a smile, any of these things can be a trigger that is part of a positive neuroassociation. Put your right hand in your pocket and say, "An ounce of action is more powerful than a megaton of fear." If you do this enough times, you will discover that every time you put your right hand in your pocket, those words will instantly pop into your mind. Anytime you feel afraid, you can take action and send fear packing by simply putting your right hand in your pocket. That's how easy it is to make a positive neuroassociation. Making positive neuroassociations is easy, and you can use this tool whenever you want to push your mind in a positive direction. Take a look at these fish. They belong to a group called Everyone Anonymous. Almost all the fish in the sea belong to this not-so-exclusive group. They distinguish themselves by always doing the same thing as everyone else. They swim in the same direction. They turn together, dive together, and surface together. They look exactly alike, and when the fish police put them in a lineup, they can't pick out the good fish from the bad. There's nothing to distinguish one fish from the other, since they all look and act the same. Being a member of Everyone Anonymous does have its perks. There's apparent safety in numbers, and that may keep them from being eaten. On the other hand, their clone-like behavior may actually attract predators who have a sense that allows them to detect weakness and easy prey. If being like everyone else guaranteed a great life, then membership in Everyone Anonymous would be a great idea. But the opposite is true. These drones lead dull, predictable, pre-programmed lives. The script for life has already been written, and the outcome is sure. They will never have a real life because they are always doing exactly what everyone else is doing. They will never think an original thought or dream great dreams. Every time I see a school of fish, I think about my life. I ask myself if I am a member of Everyone Anonymous. When my life is over and on Judgment Day I stand in the final lineup with all the rest, I hope millions of people can point their finger at me, pick me out of the lineup, and say, he's the one. That's definitely him. He's different from all the rest. He didn't conform, and he lived his dreams. He's guilty as charged. That's my master plan. I want to be guilty of living my dreams.